Hey, Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah. I tried to reach you yesterday, but I guess you moved your office. I wanted to call you about your radio patch.
Yeah.
Jim's up river right now. He'll be home in about 3 or 4 days, I guess, so I can give it to you then.
What?
Jim's up river right now.
Okay.
And he'll be back in about 3 or 4 days, and I can give it to you then. By the way, that source, you know, you wanted to know the source. Well, that was,
Well,
didn't want to discuss it right then, but if you want to know, it came from Tim.
Tim who?
Stone. And we got it through a person that he told in the Examiner that he thought was his friend, and I didn't want to throw the guy's name out.
Well, I know that's not true, because I recall where the source was before when I had talked to Dad about it.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, I'll ask him the questions.
Okay.
And right. I want to talk to him directly.
That's fine.
Okay, do you have his number?
Your number here? I don't have a number where I can see the band comes up late at night or early morning, and I don't have a number.
Do you have a number? Do you have a number to Georgetown?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give it to me?
But I don't think that's where he's at.
Well,
he doesn't go to Georgetown.
Okay, well, give me both numbers then, because I'd rather talk to him directly instead of, you know, trying to have
You're not going to get him in Georgetown.
Well, give me the both numbers anyway.
Hold on.
What?
68787. You have to go through the overseas operator.
68787.
Seven.
Seven. Okay, which one is that for?
They're both Georgetown.
68787.
Yeah. Okay. And you just get hold of the operator and tell her you want Georgetown guy on, and she'll switch you to an overseas operator. And then you give that overseas operator that number. But you ain't going to... he's not going to be in Georgetown.
Okay. Okay, what's the number for the other one?
The 71924.
71924. Okay, and that's for Jonestown.
Yeah, there is no number to Jonestown. Those are both Georgetown numbers.
Okay, who usually answers down there? Who's getting the phone down there?
Whoever's in the house.
Okay, and you're saying that Tim talked to who?
It's a guy who works in the Examiner that he thought is his friend, and this guy in the Examiner told us what he said.
Tim talked to his friend?
Somebody that he thought was a friend in the Examiner.
Okay, and what's his name?
I'm not going to throw that out.
Okay, where's Tim now?
Tim? I don't know.
When did he do this, huh?
Well, I got it a couple of weeks ago. I was trying to get a hold of you for a week before I finally got a hold of you.
You were trying to get hold of me for a week before you got hold of me?
Yeah, they
that
said you weren't sick. When I called the switchboard, the number that I had there, they said you were sick. So whenever it was that I started calling you, that was when I had it. I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, Tim talked to his friend in the Examiner building.
Yeah.
Who in turn told it to you?
Right.
Directly?
Right. Not to me directly. To people here.
This guy just called you guys up and said Tim's doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, he talks to us. He doesn't like Tim that much.
Okay, now what did he say that Tim said?
That you were saying that your dad is crazy.
Who is you?
You. Suzanne.
He said Suzanne.
Yeah.
Does he know my full name?
He said Suzanne, Jim's daughter. But Tim thinks this guy is his friend.
Well, so if Tim thinks that's his friend, why can't you give me his name? Because I'm not Tim's friend.
Because I'm not going to divulge the source, that's why.
Well, where's Tim? I'd like to know why he did that.
So would I. The fact is, the guy just sows trouble wherever he can.
Well, where is he now?
I don't know where Tim is.
Well, okay, you're saying that he told this to the Examiner a couple weeks ago.
He didn't tell it to the Examiner. He told it to a guy that he thinks is his friend in the Examiner.
Okay, now
the guy
a couple
is, in
weeks
fact, ago. Our friend.
Now it's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
So, he must have been in town then.
I guess he was. Unless it was a telephone call.
And you don't know where Tim is now?
No.
Okay, I'm sure you've had a chance to talk to Ed. Did you tell him what I said?
Hmm?
Did you tell him what I said?
No, he's upriver. I haven't talked to him.
You haven't talked to him since I last talked to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when I call, I want to make sure. You told me that you took it upon yourself to call me, and he did not know anything about you calling me and harassing me, right?
Right. I did not harass you. I asked you what the source
was.
Well,
I did not appreciate the way you did it. Okay?
All right.
And if you do that on your own, then I think, he needs to know about it.
Okay, that's fine. Now, do you want a phone patch, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, it will be either late at night or early morning, and I don't have a number where I can reach you.
Well, then I'll just do the call directly myself.
Okay, you can do that, but I don't think you'll get him in Georgetown. Go ahead
and
try
it. Well, then I'll wait. I'll do it every day until I do reach him, until they let him know in Georgetown that I'm trying to reach him.
Okay, that's fine.
And he'll have to make a trip there so he can catch it or whatever, if he wants to talk to me. If he doesn't, then that's fine.
Okay,
I'll try to get hold of Tim and see what his source is.
That's fine. Do whatever you want to do in order to reach me.
Well, I don't have to talk to you anymore.
No, you don't.
Because you just keep passing everything around and you don't do what you said you're going to do.
What did I say I was going to do?
I told you I wanted to be connected directly to Dad. And then if
you
take it upon yourself to make, to cause trouble that's going to hurt Dad, then, you're not helping him at all. And I don't like that one bit.
Look, if you want your phone patch in 3 or 4 days, you'll just have to give me a number where I can reach you.
In three or four days, I'll call you.
Fine. Okay, good. It'll have to be late night or early morning. And I don't guarantee that I'll have them, but that's all right if you want to do that.
You don't guarantee?
No, I don't. I don't determine when the radio signal is going to come up. In other words, I don't have any control over whether the band is up at 3 in the afternoon or 3 in the morning.
Well, I know. You talk to them almost every day.
Yeah, but it's cyclic. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is the band comes up at different times during the month.
That doesn't matter. It's every day. And you tried to tell me you haven't been able to make a patch for 2 weeks. I think that's inexcusable, and I think that is not the truth. And
okay.
I don't like it.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay, you can just
really
tell me.
Really,
he doesn't want to talk to me now.
That's fine. I really don't care if you believe anything. If you want
to, I don't believe anything you say, especially
okay.
If you do without his authority.
That's fine. Okay, if you don't believe that, that's all right. If you want a patch, you know where to reach me. Okay?